Prom season and budget votes often coincide for school districts. But the glitz, glamour, and hype of the prom is a far cry from the recent budget vote night at the city school district's central office.
All those in favor of Resolution 726, please say aye.
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 Instead of conversations about corsages, tuxedos, and limousine rentals, words like fund balance, reserves, and appropriated funds are tossed around among school board members. And those terms hold a lot of weight in a district's budget.
First of all, fund balance is, for a school district, it's kind of like the retained profits or what's left after from prior year's budgets.
That's Vern Connors. He's the acting chief financial officer for the Rochester City School District. He explains all the money that's left at the end of the school year gets divvied up into different pots for the next budget cycle.
You take your fund balance, you put it into three pots. You take your fund balance, you say, okay, we're setting these aside for specific items. What's left is undesignated, and then you make the determination of how much you will take out of there to use to help fund the coming year's budget.
$15 million. That's what the district is taking out of the third pot to help balance next year's budget.
We refer to it as a rainy day fund, and we hope that the rainy day never comes. You know, it's kind of a, you know, it's a double-edged sword. And, you know, it's always a concern when you do use fund balance to balance budget.
Using money from that pot means teaching positions and programs like art, music, and library won't be cut. But it also means the rainy day fund is left with about $12 million. That's one of the lowest levels in over a decade.
We would urge anybody who's appropriated for any significant amount of fund balance to think carefully and plan carefully for the future.
Steve Hancock is Deputy Comptroller of Local Government and School Accountability for Comptroller Tom DiNapoli's office. He says while school districts are using their fund balances to weather the storm right now, it's imperative to beef up the fund for unexpected costs in the near future.
It's kind of like your bank account and you can use it in, you get a big credit card bill and you don't have any other cash, you got to use your bank account. But then when next month's credit card bill comes in and you used up all your cash at your bank account, where do you go from there? That's always the question.
Here's the deal. Since the district is using the fund balance for the next school year, Vern Connor says they probably won't be using it the year after that. Turns out for the 2013-14 school year, the district is already projecting a $33 million budget gap. So the last time the district decided not to use its fund balance to help close a deficit, about 650 positions were cut. During the budget vote in May, School Commissioner Van White questioned if using the fund balance was a move to delay the inevitable.
What happens next year, assuming that the fund balance is $12.6 million, and we've got this proverbial funding cliff that everybody's always talking about, health care and employee costs. And let's say, hypothetically, the governor doesn't give us any money. What happens next? Do the draconian cuts happen then? Have we just staved off the pain?
If we can't all have a grasp of that question, the media will eat us up. That's just the truth.
Teachers Union President Dr. Adam Urbanski says it's too early to tell if teaching positions will be on the chopping block again.
Much of it depends on how the economy does, because that affects collection of taxes and the resources that the state has. And the bulk of our budget does, after all, come from the state.
But he says if the district doesn't use its fund balance during the 2013-14 school year, some layoffs could be avoided through attrition and union concessions.
But we shouldn't build budgets long term on the expectation that it will be balanced only through teacher sacrifices.
Vern Connor says the district is looking for ways to rebuild the fund balance. He says running surpluses each year is one way to do that. And he says cutting programs that aren't improving student performance is another option the district is pursuing. Helene Biandouti, WXXI News.